Call a meeting in order. Would the clerk please call the roll?
Legislators May.
Here.
Burtis.
Here.
Gunnip.
Here.
Cody.
Here.
Abbott.
Here.
Kuhn.
Here.
Ryan.
Here.
Chase.
Here.
Olson.
Here.
McBride.
Here.
Knapp.
Here.
Bush.
Here.
Kelly.
Here.
Kinney.
Here.
Garland.
Here.
Irvin. Mr. Chairman.
Here.
17 present, none absent.
Would everyone please rise for the invocation by Legislator Gunnup and remain standing for the salute by Legislator Cody.
Heavenly Father, we come to you this hour asking for your blessing and help as we gather today. We pray for guidance in the matters at hand and ask that you would clearly show us how to conduct our work with the spirit of joy and enthusiasm. Give us the desire to find ways to excel in our work. Help us to work together and encourage each other to excellence. We ask that we challenge each other to reach higher and further to be the best that we can. We ask this in the name of Jesus, Lord Christ. Amen.
Is there a motion to waive the reading of the minutes?
So moved.
Is there a motion to approve the minutes?
Moved.
Are there any communications to be presented?
As listed on the agenda.
Has anyone signed up for the public comment period?
None have signed in.
Okay, we will start with the, is there any reports of standing committees?
None.
Reports of special committees?
None.
We'll start with the legislative districts. Clerk, please call the districts, starting with number 4.
District 4, Ms. Gunnip?
None.
District 5, Ms. Cody?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman. I rise to present Resolution 1 and ask for its adoption.
Personnel resolution?
Legislator Cody?
Yes, this resolution would create a locksmith position at the Department of Facilities Management. We had a gentleman there who was a locksmith and able to do that work, and he is no longer with us. So they would like to hire a locksmith in that position, and it would be budget neutral. Thank you.
Thank you. Any discussion on resolution number 1? Seeing none, clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Resolution number 1 is adopted. Melanie?
District 6, Ms. Abbott.
I rise and offer the first item and ask for its adoption.
Personnel resolution.
Legislator Abbott.
Thank you very much. So we've heard a lot over the last year in through our budget process from the WEP Commissioner, Shannon Hardy, about what I would call a reorganization, really trying to invest in infrastructure. And these, we've had subsequent presentations on step increases, which we are being asked to vote on right now. These are positions that are within, we're employing people from within, and we have one of them, which is external, but extremely qualified, which is what we need to move forward with our long-term mission.
Thank you. Any discussion on resolution number 2? Leader Ryan.
I just want to reiterate what I said at Ways and Means. I don't want to get into certainly into micromanaging any department for sure, but I just know that in the past couple of years, historically, 2, 3, 4 years, some of the management confidential step increases have vastly outpaced some of the percentages within the collective bargaining agreements. And I know that those were all contracts and they were settled, but I just, I think a little bit, perhaps just a little bit of reciprocity. I know that some, again, across various departments. So at that point, I think it's just a little bit of a wide gap in many departments and many upgrades for MC. So I'll be voting against.
Thank you. Any further discussion? Seeing none, clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. Raise your hand if you're a no. Fifteen ayes, two opposed.
Resolution number two is adopted. Number three.
Yes, confirming.
Go ahead.
Confirming appointment to the Onondaga County Soil and Water Conservation District Board.
Legislator Abbott.
Sorry, I'm speaking out of turn today. Okay, so this just confirms James Pollard to be our newest representative of the Soil and Water Conservation District Board, which both Legislator Ken Bush and myself serve on. He is currently a Grange representative for Marcellus, and the Grange is really important because they believe and promote community stability through supporting agriculture, and they keep that alive in rural districts such as Ken and mine. So I really would encourage the adoption of this.
Thank you. Any further discussion on number three? Seeing none, clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number three is adopted.
District 7, Ms. Kuhn?
None.
District 8, Mr. Ryan?
None.
District 9, Dr. Chase.
Thank you. I rise in support of resolutions 4 and 5 and urge their adoption.
Providing for a transfer of function and various personnel changes with regard to the Temporary Assistance Employment Program, Jobs Plus.
Legislator Kuhn.
Thank you. This is providing employment services such as Jobs Plus, which is a federal requirement under the supervision and authority of the Department of Social Service Economic Security. Recently, there have been changes in the operational alignment, which requires this move under the Department of Social Services. This resolution authorized the transfer of functions, positions, and personnel under Section 70.2 of the U.S. Civil Service Law. There will be a total of 70 positions, which this resolution will then authorize the Commissioner of Personnel to amend the salary plan and include new salary schedule for these positions as of May 7th. Commissioner Merrick is a strong supporter of this plan, which will bring all the functions of the economic security under a single umbrella, providing seamless service at no additional cost to the county, and I urge its adoption.
Thank you. Any discussion on number four? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number four is adopted. Number five.
Confirming the appointment of Amy Cunningham as the Onondaga County Commissioner of Children and Family Services.
Legislator Kuhn.
Thank you. It's my pleasure to introduce and offer Amy Cunningham as the new Commissioner of DCFS. Ms. Cunningham is a highly qualified graduate of the Maxwell School with a Master's in Public Administration. She's been with our county for almost 10 years. First as a budget analyst in the Department of Division of Management and Budget, and then in DCFS as the Director of the Onondaga County Youth Bureau, as Social Service Program Coordinator, and most recently as Deputy Commissioner of DCFS. She's an outstanding candidate, and I urge her appointment. Thank you very much.
Thank you. So any discussion on number five? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number five is adopted.
District 10, Mr. Olson?
None.
District 11, Mr. McBride?
None.
District 12, Mr. Knapp?
None.
District 13, Mr. Bush?
None.
District 14, Dr. Kelly?
None.
District 15, Mr. Kinney?
None.
District 16, Mr. Garland?
None.
District 17, Mrs. Irvin?
None.
District 1, Mr. May?
And offer items 6 through 8 and urge their adoption.
Melanie?
Personnel resolution?
Peter May.
Thank you. This resolution, item 6, is for the county clerk's office. Consistent with their track record over the last several years, this is a consolidation of staffing in that department, abolishing two positions and creating the position of clerk 2 in that office to more appropriately align staffing with the needs the current needs of the office today and results in a net savings of approaching $28,000 a year. I urge adoption to this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on number six? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number six is adopted. Number seven.
Accepting and approving the contract between Onondaga County and the Onondaga County Sheriff's Captains Association.
Leader May.
This resolution simply ratifies the contract and the agreement that has been struck between the county and the Sheriff's Captains Union. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on number seven? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number seven is adopted. Number eight.
Approving and directing the correction of certain errors on tax bills.
Leader May.
As read, simply corrects some tax bills. Most of these things have to do with sewer unit charges in Liverpool, Brewerton, North Syracuse, and Cicero, and I urge its adoption. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on number eight? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number eight is adopted.
District 2, Mr. Rowley.
Leader May.
Rise and offer item 9 on your behalf and urge its adoption.
Changing the date of the June 2022 legislative session.
Leader May.
Thank you. This resolution proposes to move the session date in June from the 7th to Wednesday the 8th, and I urge adoption to this request. Thank you.
Any discussion on number 9? Seeing none, will the clerk please call a short call?
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 9 is adopted.
District 3, Mr. Burtis.
Legislator Burtis.
Mr. Chairman, I rise and offer item 10 and urge its adoption.
Authorizing the transfer of county property consisting of two vacant lots at 209 to 217 Charles Ave, Solvay, New York, to Home Headquarters, Incorporated.
Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Yes, we're transferring property to Home Headquarters. What Home Headquarters does is it gets properties back on the tax rolls. The plan is to build two new homes there. The plan is for Home Headquarters to help the new occupants, make it a little bit easier for them to qualify for financing, reach out possibly to first-time buyers, and then encourage owner occupancy in these properties. It's a good project. Home Headquarters does a good job for the community. Urge their adoption.
Thank you. Is there any discussion on number 10? Seeing none, clerk, please call a short call.
Legislators Abbott, May, Ryan, Rowley. 17 ayes, none opposed.
Number 10 is adopted. Next we have a local law.
A local law amending the Onondaga County Charter and Administrative Code to increase the term of office.
Moved
of
away the reading. Thank you. Legislator Bush.
I rise to present a local law, and I would like the legislature to consider it, and we can go from there. We can discuss it. We can do whatever you wish to do. How's that?
Okay. Thank you. Thank you, Legislator Bush. Is there any discussion on this local law? Legislator Kinney.
As most of you probably know, thank you, Mr. Chairman. As most of you probably know, I'm dead set against term limits. I think the voters ought to decide. That being said, I firmly believe in a four-year term. Running for office every 2 years doesn't make any sense. And I think we all know that, whether you admit it or not, publicly, privately, you all know it. But I'm going to vote for this because I want the voters to have a choice. Maybe they want us to have four-year terms and limit term limits. So I say, let the voters decide. You know, that's all we're doing. We're putting this up and letting the voters decide. Who knows? They might decide like they did back in the 90s that they didn't want us to have four-year terms. It was on the ballot, but the way it was worded is reason it failed, in my opinion. And hopefully this will pass, and we'll put it on the ballot so the voters can understand it. And they'll either say yes or no, but let the voters decide. Thank you.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion on this local law? Leader May.
Thank you, Chairman. Before I even talk about the local law, let me just share a belief, and I'm sure a lot of you agree. You know, we all have a useful life in these jobs, you know. We all have an expiration date, if you will. And you know, speaking personally, I got to believe mine is right there in front of my face, okay? I've been here a long time. 10 years is a long time. Whether this passes or whether it doesn't, I don't really have a stake in it, you know, in that regard. But I have a problem with how it's come to us. This thing has come to us without any due process. Legislator Kinney shared his views for the first time. We heard from the CIS group, heard from the sponsor 40 minutes ago for the first time on this piece of legislation. 40 minutes ago. No due process. So when that happens, and something as significant as this, a charter change, right, not just for legislative positions, but other full-time elected positions, and we don't have a plan, you know, we can't even necessarily adequately make a case one way or the other for what we're proposing, that's an expensive waste of resources. Our staff, law department, our time, legislatively, you know. And at the end of the day, this is all taxpayer money, taxpayer resources, taxpayer process. I think it's inconsiderate that we don't have a chance to talk about these things. 40 minutes ago was the first earnest conversation we've had about this, the first opportunity for earnest conversation about any of this. And I think some of that conversation was pretty one way, and that's not good either. And again, good comments are probably going to come, by the time we vote on this, good comments are going to reach the floor and be worthy of consideration. Bottom line, this type of process has to stop here. It just has to stop. We have to get better at bringing our issues forward, bringing our priorities forward. As for the local law itself, folks, what are the sponsors' specific goals? I'm not sure I know. There's been no due process to really enlighten me on that. Is the motivation political? I don't know that either, but I'll leave that to, you know, your own imaginations to speculate. Is there data behind this? We haven't been given any. I went ahead and got some, you know, and you can cut this stuff a lot of different ways, but this is the third time this has come to the legislature. Bill, you mentioned way back when it came, and it was defeated 2.5-1 or thereabouts. I don't have specifics, I apologize, but again, no due process, how am I going to have specifics? A few years ago, this came and didn't get legs, make it out of our caucus with the quote-unquote Hastert rule applied. It just didn't have the support to move forward. And so what's different today than the proposition from the past? What's different today than 4 years ago? That hasn't been discussed. Here's some other data. I mean, since 2011 or thereabouts, there's been 30-plus actual seat changes here, 43 different legislators where those seats have... So there's been quite a bit of change. We've seen it. The faces are different, right? Come back to that whole shelf life thing. People get tired. People don't make the cut. It's tough. This also involves other elected positions. There's been no dialogue about that either. What's the issue there? I don't know. So here's what I think, and I think this was said best by Dave Knapp. The best term limit, this is just my opinion, guys, without due process, the best term limit statistically is proven by a 2-year term. As much as we don't like them, it's hard. We're elected to these jobs. A year later, we're deciding if we're running again and then chasing party nominations and trying to get on the ballot for the following year. That's a tough grind for all of us, right? You know, if you're inclined to be take a break after your election for a few months and regroup, or you're inclined to be lazy and take a few months off in that brief two-year term, or you're politically oriented and you're paralyzed by politics and every vote you take is kind of a pursuit of voter favorability, in all three of those cases, odds are good that your life here is going to be short-lived, because you're not being true to yourself, you're not being true to the folks you represent, you're not making good on the promises that you made when you run. So, you know, and then at the end of the day, back to the shelf life thing, this is a tough environment. You know, we don't get along that well, you know. We don't collaborate, we don't cooperate in many instances, and we don't bother educating our colleagues. I'm not talking from an aisle position here, I'm talking about in general, educating our colleagues on what's important to us when we want to put something up and get it passed. So, you know, all of that's unfortunate, but that's the reality that we're in. If there's any merit to what I'm saying, and again, the last part of it was just my opinion, why would we even consider disenfranchising voters from the opportunity every other year to choose who they would like to represent them in the best way possible to their expectations? It's a high standard of accountability that we're held to with this current setup. And again, these are just opinions without due process, without any real discussion but for 40 minutes ago. And I just wanted to share those thoughts with you all. Thank you.
Thank you, Leader May. Is there any discussion, further discussion on the local law? Legislator Kuhn.
Thank you, Chairman. I will be supporting this local law. And it does sound like you had 3 or 4 years ago some discussion about this, not like it's really the first time. And I know in our caucus we have, because I think I'm in support of term limits. Because my belief about government is that people are best served when government is not a career. I also have a hard time talking about, is it political? Everything we do here is political. We're in a political system. We have political elections. It's all political. And to deny that from either side, I think, is just disingenuous. But I do support this local law. Primarily, I support the constituents having the decision-making possibility. Thank you.
Thank you. Further discussion, Legislator Kelly.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I'd like to first echo Leader May's comments on the process surrounding this local law and some of the issues there. With that real lack of deliberative process, I decided to educate myself on the effects of term limits. And the University of Chicago has published findings stating that term limits increase taxes, increase spending, increase the cost of borrowing, actually increase polarization, and increase time spent in office by legislators as people are incentivized to serve their maximum term. Term limits reduce economic growth, reduce legislative competence and accountability, and reduce voter turnout. University of Rochester political scientist Linda Powell testified to Congress in 2019 about some of her research. In terms of demographics, she found that term limits produce no change in level of education, income, age, race, gender, ideology, or ideological extremism in term-limited legislatures. She found that term-limited politicians spent less time interacting with constituents, with no change in the time spent fundraising or money spent on campaigns. So I believe that term limits are great in theory, but in practice they don't produce the desired effects that we're looking for. So I will be voting against this. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Kelly. Is there any other discussion? Legislator Irvin.
I guess since I'm the longest serving person sitting here now, my opinion might be a little bit valid. I'm not crazy about term limits particularly, but I think that we should let the public make their decision on this because they have ideas on this. And the every 2 years is just onerous. And in fact, the last time I petitioned, one of my constituents says, are you coming back again? Didn't you just run for office? I said, well, it's every 2 years. Well, why? I said, because that's what it is. The public doesn't like that either. I think that this allows them to make a decision on what they want to have happen for the representation. And I don't feel like public office should be a career. As Ledger Kuhn said, it should not be a forever situation. And if we're too stupid to move aside, like me, then we should be moved aside, you know. So, but bottom line is, I think this legislation, this local law, allows us to find out what the public wants, and that's all it's doing. It's not saying it's going to be a fact. It's not saying it's going to happen. It's saying, what do you want, Mr. Public? Do you want this, Mrs. Public? Do you want this? So let's send it to them to see. I'm going to support it.
Okay, thank you, Legislator Irvin.
Can I just get clarification from legal on exactly what the public would be voting on, because if we were to approve this,
right?
Because it's not my understanding.
Right. So I was going to offer some clarification, and
yeah,
you correct me if I'm wrong, but in terms of term limits, it's this body's decision as to whether or not we limit our terms. What the public has to vote on is the length of terms. So that is the piece that, you know, this local law could be adopted, and if it is adopted, we would have to have a separate resolution brought to the floor to put it, the referendum, on the ballot, and that would consider the length of terms. So increasing it from 2 to 4 years, right? Is there any other discussion on this local law, Legislator Kinney?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. Leader May makes some very, very interesting comments. Process should be followed, but there's a history, at least, as far as I'm concerned, the last 10 years of not being followed. And sometimes that's all right. Most of the time it's not, in my eyes. But this time, I think, since this is a law to go to the voters, I have no problem with it. Although I understand what Leader May is saying, and I have a tendency to agree with him. Secondly, Legislator Kelly makes some good points. I'd be interested to know about that Chicago study, what and where it's, you know, where they study. Was it Illinois, or was it the city of Chicago, or where was it? But in any event, I agree with Legislator Irvin. I knock on a lot of doors. And people are always saying, geez, didn't we just vote for you? And you have to go through the process and explain. Now, ironically, I think, this hurts those of us here that are good legislators. And why would you want to get rid of a good legislator? Well, what makes a good legislator? I'm sure we all have different points of view. In my eyes, the minimum is you have to respond to your constituents and you have to attend the meetings that you're assigned to. That's the bare minimum. But ultimately, whether there's term limits or not, whether you are a good legislator or not, is all in your heart. Do you really have your interest of your constituents in mind? And so, whether we have term limits or not, that's always going to be the judge, whether you're a good legislator or not, as far as I'm concerned. And again, I don't like term limits, but I like the idea of the voters getting the choice. And that's all we're asking here, is the voters get a choice. And I find it interesting that this was talked about many, many, many years ago, but was never on the agenda. Now it's on the agenda, and there's people, I don't know if upset's the right word, but don't agree with it. But I think it was high time to be on the agenda, and I'd urge everyone to support it. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Kinney. Legislator Burtis.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. So, yeah, that was many years ago, I think was a key point. And today it's on the agenda, and we didn't talk about it. To everybody's point, no, we're just talking about it now. 40 minutes is not enough. We didn't talk about it then. We don't have the same group of people that talked about it then. We got a whole different set. This is a local law. We should talk about it. We just came through a pretty not well-attended election of ours for a lot of different reasons. Let's say we want to send it and have the people vote on it. Well, why don't we just have send everything that we got here, have them vote on it. And I get out of it. I can get out of it, and I can keep myself safe on every vote. Well, the people can decide. That's not, I've heard that before, town board. That's not how this works. You have a responsibility. The people, you went to their door. You told them the truth of what you wanted to do if you did that, and they elected you, right? So we have to do the people's business, and that is we have to give the best decision that we can. And so I understand how you say it, but to me, that's not how this should work. So at the very least, we should do some work on this. We really should before we get all the way there. As far as, I appreciate Legislator Kinney's comments, as far as everybody's comments, you're here again. Well, maybe we all should go find new favorite residents to talk to, right? And I understand, but to your point, it's good to go and talk to the residents. I'm never not open to going and talking to the residents and what's going on with them. And frankly, if we left it up to them, they might not want us on their doorstep at all. And so, you know, I'm not so sure that that's the best indicator. But, you know, I'm going to talk to them, and that's just the way that it is. So, you know, I think the process, and I understand, I've been here a little bit, I understand the process, and I'm not going to pound process matters and all these things we've heard. I understand all these things that have been talked about and how the game works. But on this type of local law, it really should have some discussion. I don't think today's the day to vote on it. I really don't. But we will see. Thank you.
Thank you, Legislator Burns. Legislator Abbott.
It's all good discussion. I'm glad we're having it again, process. I really would have appreciated a direct phone call, as always, if it's something as huge as a charter change. If I had heard from one solitary voter constituent, I have not heard from one person about this. I think we are creating a solution to a problem that I just haven't heard that exists. It costs money. We're coming out of a pandemic. We got a lot going on, and I just wonder where it came from, because, quite frankly, speaking politics, this doesn't just impact us. It also speaks to the comptroller and our county executive. And I think that there are political worms behind this underground that have an ulterior motive that I can't confirm, but I do believe exists. And I do not believe that is what would go on the ballot. The intention of, oh, let the voters decide. Sitting in the seat I sit, that is not, in my opinion, what this is actually about. And if it was, I might be able to support it.
Thank you. And let me just offer some clarification. We would have to pass a resolution to put a referendum on a ballot to not only approve the length of terms, increase them from 2 to 4 years, but it would also have to address the number of terms being limited to 3 consecutive terms, and that would be for legislators, the county executive, and a comptroller. So that would be part of the resolution that we would have to pass if this is successful to put it on the ballot this fall. So just point of clear. Leader Ryan.
And procedurally, that has to be done before the ballot, right? In the spring?
I'm not sure the time frame, but if this was to pass today, I think we would, I would entertain a motion with a waiver to put it on. I think we have one ready to go.
We do.
To put it on the ballot. But again, let's get through this first.
Okay.
And then we can talk about that if it comes to it. How's that?
Can I ask another question?
Yeah, sure.
We've turned the cost money. What cost associated with it? Putting it, I mean, would it be like to put it on the ballot, or?
I don't know. I guess
the question is that I don't want to address anybody back there, but
right.
Anybody brought up the monetary value of it as for a reason to vote against. What is the monetary? What is the financial liability for doing this, if there is one? I guess County Legal is employed. They get a salary. Our lawyers are here anyway. So I just don't know what the money thing comes into play.
Understand. Legislator Abbott.
Wait.
I think that just this discussion we're having kind of proves the point that it would be better for something like this to go through committee. We still have questions. It's not, you know, we keep saying, well, let's put it to the voters, but the voters don't get to decide on the term limits. They only get to decide on the length of terms, but that's not what the law says. But we're still trying to get, you know, qualifications and, you know, figure out exactly how all this would work. So it just seems to me, again, back to the process, that it doesn't seem like this has been vetted out and that we all truly really understand all of this before we vote, which I think would be a good idea.
Understood. So there is a motion on the table. Any other discussion on the local law? Legislator Knapp.
Thank you. You know, a long time ago, a group of folks got together, wrote the New York State Constitution, some incredibly brilliant people, and they set up that elected representatives have two-year terms. United States House of Representatives, New York State Assembly, New York State Senate, Onondaga County Legislature. They knew that a two-year term keeps you accountable to your voters. You got to be working from day one. Yeah, it's not fun. It's brutal running every 2 years. But they saw that that was the most effective way to keep representatives representing. They made executive-level positions 4-year terms because of what we were just talking about. It takes longer to get into the office, get things going, et cetera. And they were brilliant in that, as they were brilliant in everything else that they did. And so, going back to the original point, I don't think we give voters enough credit for keeping up with things. You know, as Leader May said, we've had 43 different representatives sitting here in the last 10 years. I mean, what's a magic number? 50? Is that a better number? Would we be talking about this if it was 50? I don't know. But you know, you can tell when somebody gets elected, either side of the aisle, just by watching, seeing what's going on. You can say, yeah, that person doesn't really seem to be into it, doesn't seem to be getting out there, doesn't seem to be making inroads. They're probably not going to be here very long, and lo and behold, they're not. The voters pay attention. They know what's going on. And by doing something like, you know, during the redistricting thing, we kept on hearing about, you know, elected officials choosing their voters. Well, we're taking that away from the electorate by doing this. We are saying to them, no, after 12 years, you can't vote for that person anymore, even if they're God's gift to the legislature. They're gone. And I tell you, you know, that, you know, 4 years as a lame duck legislator, I think that goes right to Dr. Kelly's points. You know, your last 4 years, you don't have anything going. You know, you know you're done. And those were some of those silly votes come in, not returning phone calls, et cetera. You know, you look at the city. They have term limits. But what do we see? We'll see a council person in a district do their up to their term limit. Next thing you know, they're running for councilor at large. And so they're right back in there again. And they just go back and forth. And so, you know, as I said before, I think this is a solution in search of a problem. Has anybody talked to the county executive? He's got to sign this. It's a local law. Has anybody talked to him to see where his thoughts are on this? it's just, you know, I question the motives. It's just not ready and not the right thing to do.
Thank you. Is there any other discussion on the local law? Legislator Kinney.
I'm just confused. Is there a motion on the floor to table or not?
No, there's not. I have not. No.
Chairman.
Yes, Leader May.
You know, I think that we, you know, this is the very first conversation and our consideration for everything that's been said today. The one consistent message is that process, everyone agrees, process is a good thing. Let's give this some process, if that, in fact, is the sponsor's commitment. Let's, you know, discuss the intent. If the focus needs to be narrowed, it can be narrowed. If it needs to be broadened, it can be broadened. I still think there's a lot to be discussed, and there sure as heck sounds like there's a lot of disagreement as to what the right thing to do is. So I think it's worth at least taking everyone's temperature at this point. I'll move to table indefinitely for this purpose and see where it goes.
Okay.
Is that the proper?
Hang on. I want to check on that. Is it to table indefinitely or postpone indefinitely?
Postpone indefinitely.
Right.
Do I need to rephrase or just can we just change that word, guys?
So a motion to postpone indefinitely.
Correct.
Okay, I have a motion to postpone indefinitely. Is there a second on the motion? Legislator Kinney.
Well, I can't second that, and I would ask the legislator May to be more reasonable, and if you're going to table it, let's table it for 1 month.
There's a motion, right? I need a second before we can discuss it further. Right. Legislator Knapp, there's a second. Okay, Legislator Kinney.
We've stood here and sat here and we've listened to some points being made, but I think we all know what happens when you table it indefinitely. And I think that's a shame. And I'd like to ask the sponsor of the table to reconsider and maybe for a month, and then we can have meetings about it and discussions and satisfy those of you who think it was rushed. So that's what I'm asking. On the bright side of this conversation, all right, no matter how you feel, I'm glad to see that Legislator Knapp spoke for a change. Thank you.
Thank you. Leader May, did you have a...
Look, Chairman, I'm not going to change my motion.
Sure.
And let me be clear. I'm doing it indefinitely because I don't know if 30 days... or the next Ways and Means Committee, which I don't even know what committee this would go to if it were to get due process that way. I don't know if 3 weeks is enough time for the sponsor and for all of us to be ready. So it's not, I'm not doing this because indefinitely because I want to see it die. I don't think this is going anywhere. I don't see it going anywhere. I'm doing it because I don't know how long it's going to take to get to a point where we can have an intelligent discussion about this instead of something off the hip as it is today.
Understood.
Thank you.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. Is there any more discussion on the motion to table indefinitely? Seeing none, clerk, please call a long call. Oh, I'm sorry. A yes means to table. A no means to not table, and we'll consider the original local law. So a yes is to table the local law. Is that clear?
Yes.
Okay. Please call a long call.
Legislators May?
Yes.
Ryan?
No.
Gunnip?
Yes.
Cody?
Yes.
Abbott?
Yes.
Kuhn?
No.
Chase?
No.
Olson?
Yes.
McBride?
Yes.
Knapp?
Yes.
Bush?
No.
Kelly?
No.
Kinney?
No.
Garland?
No.
Irvin? Burtis?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman?
Yes.
9 ayes, 8 opposed.
Motion to table is adopted. Okay. I don't believe there's any unfinished business. I don't have any announcements. Is there any further business to come before the legislature today? Legislator Kinney.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate this moment of just personal privilege.
Sure.
Apparently, I upset a legislator here. They took it the wrong way, so I'd like to apologize. It was not meant in any way, shape, or form as a jab. And sometimes I let my big mouth get the best of me, thinking that everyone would think it's funny. And it's all I meant. It was a compliment, not to be a harassment. So please accept my apologies, Mr. Legislator Knapp.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay. There's nothing else to come before the legislature. Leader May, will you make a motion to adjourn?
To adjourn until Tuesday, May 3rd. Thank you.
We are adjourned. I have no idea. No. Jamie, nothing new on the gas tax?
No.
No, I think he messed up.